T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So think about all the things that you can do at the age of 18. You can vote when you're 18. You can have a say who the president of the United States is going to be, or your Senate representative, even your city council representative. You get to vote when you're 18. You can join the military when you are 18. You can drive at 16. But you cannot get a license to carry until you're 21. So that's the question. That is the issue surrounding a federal lawsuit that was filed on Friday in federal court right here in Pittsburgh, whether or not that should be changed. So it all focuses around three state residents who are challenging that law. They're all gun owners and they're all under the age of 21. So does that law make sense? Well, Alan Gottlieb is the founder and executive director and president of the Second Amendment Foundation. Joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the conversation, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you, because this is an interesting conversation when you consider all of the things that you can do between those ages of 18 and 21. Is that part of the basis of this discussion, this debate?
Yes, it is. What happened in Pennsylvania is the governor signed two emergency orders, one in January of 2018 and one this year with COVID. The 18 one was over drug epidemics in the state of Pennsylvania, and part of him signing that executive order meant that 18 to 20-year-olds couldn't get permits to carry a firearm, and they were not allowed to take the gun outside their home. So, example, if they wanted to go take it to the gun range and stop off for lunch or pick up a friend, they were committing a felony in the state of Pennsylvania. And so it's a chilling effect on their Second Amendment rights, and that's what we filed in court.
I was going to say, not only is it a chilling effect on their rights, it could have long-term consequences.
Oh, most definitely. And, of course, the main reason most of these people own firearms is for self-defense, and they're not allowed to take it out in public at all. Even if it was unloaded in a locked box, they still couldn't even do it. So it's totally a ridiculous law, and the state has made no effort to show that 18 to 20-year-olds can't act responsibly and can't get a permit, should be denied the right to get a permit. And so we're taking this to federal court, and I'm sure we're going to win.
Now, one of the arguments that I have read in this case is that there is scientific, or there has been research done, that the human brain isn't mature enough in that gap between 18 to 21 to make responsible decisions.
Yeah, I find those studies absolutely appalling and disgusting, to say that young adults' brains aren't fully developed when they have all other rights and can do everything else. If their brains aren't fully developed, then why do we let them vote, as an example? Mm-hmm. This is obviously absurd, and quite frankly, that research, I think, is really disgusting, and it's not exactly accurate or true. And if I was an 18 to 20-year-old, I'd be appalled by that.
And give me an idea. How unique is Pennsylvania to other states in this regard?
Well, the unique part about the Pennsylvania thing is that the governor's emergency orders is what makes it illegal for them to take the guns out of their house on public property and streets or whatever it might be to begin with. And that's a little different right now than any other state, because no other state has a governor that signed an emergency order that has that provision to it. Otherwise, there are some states that don't allow you to get permits to carry until you're 18, 20 year olds can't get the permits to carry. However, they're still allowed to take the guns out of the house and transport them to places where they need to take them. So it's kind of unique.
So would this have become an issue? Would this have become a federal suit had that emergency order not gone into place?
Well, that emergency order going into place, or two of them that were put in place, actually make our case much stronger. And that's why we brought this case in Pennsylvania. We could have brought it anyway, but these two emergency orders really make this extra appalling that they're not even now allowed to even take the gun out of the house, period.
So the paperwork was filed on Friday. Tell me, walk me through that process. What happens next? What do you anticipate coming down the pike?
Well,
because these things can take a while, correct?
Yeah, the state has to answer the response. We get to, give our response to their response. The court has to set dates for discovery or trial. There'll be motions filed for preliminary injunctions or summary judgments. And then we'll see where it goes. And my guess is this is case is maybe headed to the United States Supreme Court.
Now, do we have any idea, for example, in Pennsylvania, how many people under the age of 21 this could potentially impact right now that are gun owners right now but could be affected by this decision?
Tens of thousands. We don't have an exact number. But it impacts a significant percentage of the population.
So tens of thousands of gun owners in the state of Pennsylvania right now are between the ages of 18 and 21.
Correct.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? And this is any type of gun, correct? This would apply to any type of gun. It is the license to carry that we're really focused on.
We're focusing on the license to carry. That is correct. Which is what's mandated by the state in order to take the gun out of the home, so to speak. But the problem is that they won't give the permits to 18 to 20-year-olds.
Wow, this is fascinating to me. And so then I'm just curious, did these three individuals, one of whom actually lives right here in the Pittsburgh area, did they reach out to you? How did that connection come about?
Well, they, in fact, reached out to us to bring suit to protect their rights. And that's usually what happens is people contact us. And, of course, right now we have over 30 cases going on in federal courts around the country to defend people's rights. And about 85% of the case law that's been won in the courts to protect Second Amendment rights has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and or our attorneys.
And then last question before we let you go, sir, because this could ultimately end up in the Supreme Court. I'm guessing you were watching those hearings pretty intently last week.
You are correct. It's very, very important for us that we get another judge confirmed in the Supreme Court who really interprets the Constitution in the original intent as it was meant, which usually means that the judges support Second Amendment rights. And so we're really all in favor of the confirmation of the nominee. That is correct.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this one as well. Thanks so much for joining us today. Fascinating case. Be curious
My
to see
pleasure.
How it works
Thank
out.
You.
Thank you.